recorded by the monks. More compellingly, this crater still has visible rays, streamers of fine dust that extend out from its center. Because these dusty rays disperse with time, their existence suggests a collision of relatively recent origin. Not all astronomers agree with this interpretation, and it would take another trip to the moon to date the crater accurately. But the possibility is an intriguing one. This moment of science comes from Indiana University. Today's program was prepared by William Oram, with help from Mike Pierce. For A Moment of Science, I'm Don Glass.
Today's broadcast is made possible with support from Owens Funeral Home, located at the corner of Elm and University in the historic Trivet Mansion across from Westside Park in downtown Champaign. Owens Funeral Home, owned and operated by the Owens family since 1925, invites you to join them in supporting public radio.
And now at 2:41, a look at sports for this afternoon. The Chicago Cubs had runs in the first and second inning, 3 runs in the first, 3 runs in the second, and lead Pittsburgh 6-0 with Pittsburgh at bat in the top of the sixth inning at Wrigley Field this afternoon. Shortly, the Illini baseball team will be tipping off against Purdue. They'll be playing a doubleheader today. And today, a doubleheader because they'll be making up the game that was postponed because of rain last night. So starting at 3 o'clock this afternoon, 2 games, and today's will feature a 9-inning game followed by a 7-inning game. Tomorrow, they have a regularly scheduled doubleheader, and it'll begin with a 7-inning game at 4 this tomorrow afternoon, and then a 9-inning contest after that, and that's the end of the regular season. Netting 2 wins in the contest could get the Illini the clinched bid for the end Big Ten tournament. Other Major League Baseball will have the White Sox at San Francisco tonight, and St. Louis will be hosting Tampa Bay. NHL, or the NBA, I should say, playoffs continue. The semifinals, Boston at Cleveland tonight, and the Lakers at Utah, and the Celtics and the Lakers both looking to clinch those series. Rookie drivers E.J. Viso and Will Power crashed today during practice for the Indy 500, but both appeared to escape injury. Neither of them was among the 11 drivers who qualified for the race. Last Saturday, it's unclear if either has a backup car available in which to attempt to qualify when the time trials resume tomorrow at Indy. And Olympic gold medalist Tim Montgomery has been sentenced to 46 months in prison for his part in a fake check scheme. The sprinter hung his head as a judge imposed the sentence in White Plains, New York. The 33-year-old former track star pleaded guilty last year to conspiracy in a multi-million-dollar bank fraud and money laundering plot. Prosecutors say he had a hand in depositing bogus checks worth more than $1.5 million. Montgomery retired in 2005 and he was banned from track and field for doping. He has a child with Marion Jones, the track superstar serving prison time for lying about the check scam and about her use of performance-enhancing drugs. Montgomery still faces drug dealing charges in Virginia. Let's look at sports.
WILL programming is made possible by Tires Plus Total Car Care, located at Prospect and Market View in Champaign. Tires Plus provides complete car repair and maintenance. More information is available at 366-3201.
Black Entertainment Television was created to bring authentic African-American voices to cable. Back in the 1980s, the Black-owned channel was a symbol of achievement. Founder Robert Johnson promised that the network would be a Motown of television, or a Disney for Black viewers. But as NPR's Neda Ulibi reports, those viewers have to go somewhere else to find the shows they want to watch.
Many African Americans don't watch the channel that's supposed to serve them. And some even protest BET, not for its lineup of old sitcoms and recycled reality shows so much as its booty videos. According to a study released earlier this month by the Parents Television Council, BET videos airing after school and during the day on weekends show much more sex and violence than MTV's, yet BET rates them as appropriate for younger children.
BET does not reflect me!
So BET does not reflect us!
That frustration and disgust from activists picketing BET's January award show has erupted into popular culture.
Welcome to BET headquarters.
That's from the animated show of The Boondocks on the Cartoon Network.
Our leader, Bob Johnson, had a dream. A dream of creating a network that would accomplish what hundreds of years of slavery, Jim Crow, and malt liquor couldn't. The destruction of black people!
I think, you know, BET's in a tough place.
Mark Anthony Neal teaches African-American popular culture at Duke University.
They are a network that for a long time could take for granted what their audience was and what their audience would be willing to watch.
That audience felt a sense of ownership for a channel they helped get on the air with a national grassroots campaign. And they got programming that for a while included news and public interest. For the first time, a black-owned channel reflected African Americans back to themselves, with homegrown stars like Ed Gordon and Cedric the Entertainer.
All right, you look good, man. Everybody look well, not everybody. It's a brother back there with a suit on from two different Easters, man.
But then a couple of things happened. A giant corporation, Viacom, bought BET in 2000. It made founder Robert Johnson the country's first black billionaire. Another black channel got started a few years later, called TV One. And for the first time, black people and white people's top-rated shows started to be the same, thanks to the rise of forensic dramas and reality television.
Let me hear you say, Flavor Flav!
Flavor Flav!
Take Flavor of Love. Its critics would say, please. It's skeevy. And in that magical demographic of 18 to 34-year-olds, Flavor of Love is one of the most popular shows on cable for whites and blacks. And it's on VH1, not BET. TV critic Eric Deggans of the St. Petersburg Times says BET is following cable trends of wooing young viewers.
Now, the problem that they have is that there are a lot of people out there in the culture, a lot of black people especially, who are not part of that demographic. They're older, and they have more traditional views about what should be on television, and they have more traditional views about what BET should be offering in terms of the picture it presents of black people to the world.
BET's original audience isn't happy with shows like 106th and Park, which is like MTV's Total Request Live, but raunchier, and College Hill, set at historically black colleges, but otherwise a lot like the real world, but with much more violent fights.
I do not watch BET. It has nothing to offer me. I do not watch TV One.
Tia Tyree is a young professor in Howard University's communications department, and she's just turned on BET for the first time in ages. Tyree compares the videos and old sitcoms on the black affinity channels to Flip the Channel, news programs on Telemundo and Univision. Tyree says it's hard sometimes not to feel that network owners are depriving black audiences of smart programming.
And they don't want them to get the news that they can use and would change their lives and impact them in the same way that they could if they were a Latino person getting Latino news daily for themselves.
Tia Tyree says if you look at the top cable shows among black viewers, BET is barely on the list. Number one and two, a TBS show, Tyler Perry's House of Pain.
Today is the day.
Today.
Today is the day. Today.
Creating syndicated scripted shows might be the secret, says Duke professor Mark Anthony Neal.
What Tyler Perry has done is really brilliant in that regard. He did not go the traditional route of trying to make a pilot and find a studio to work with and find a network that would show it. He produced these episodes all himself and put them directly into syndication, and TBS said, it sounds like a good idea, let's run with it.
Ooh, today is the day.
I think if there were more African-American programmers who were thinking alongside that model as opposed to creating the next great black channel, you know, whether that's BET or Television One, that they'll have much more flexibility in terms of getting their messages out to the marketplace.
That's something BET has promised but not yet delivered. For his part, Neal says when he wants to see truly innovative African-American programming, he has to cherry-pick shows all over the menu. The Wire on HBO, Tavis Smiley on PBS, and the rapper Bone Crusher guest-judging on Iron Chef. That's on the Food Network. Neal says he has to use his TiVo to make his own BET. Netta Ulibi, NPR News.
Gay couples are celebrating after California's Supreme Court yesterday declared that gays have a constitutional right to marry. From member station KQED in San Francisco, Sarah Varney has a report.
On the steps of the courthouse in San Francisco, gay rights supporters huddled around attorney Kate Kendall as she read the California Supreme Court's decision for the first time.
Every piece of statutory language is stricken from our statutes, and the right to marry is now equally extended anyone, including lesbian and gay couples.
Gay couples, many with their children, gasped as the ramifications of the ruling sunk in. Couples hugged and kissed and cheered and cried, and all wanted to know when they could get married. That's not likely to happen for at least a month. But the delay in wedding plans didn't squelch the enthusiasm of hundreds of supporters who later gathered in San Francisco City Hall. Mayor Gavin Newsom addressed a jubilant crowd.
What a day in San Francisco! What a day in California! What a day for America! What a day for equality!
Newsom stood on the same steps where thousands of couples married more than 4 years ago after he ordered city officials to issue licenses to gay couples. The state's highest court later invalidated those marriage licenses, but many who gathered yesterday said they were ready to tie the knot again. Brad Aiken said this time around, he and his partner have a whole month to plan their wedding.
We're feeling great. The first thing we did was go online and register to get our license at 8:15 on June 16th. And we're scheduled to get married in the very first ceremony here at 10 o'clock.
In its 4-3 decision, the court said marriage was a basic civil right and that the state constitution guarantees that right to heterosexual and gay Californians. The court said having separate institutions, domestic partnerships for gay couples and marriage for heterosexuals, was akin to racial segregation. And even though gay couples have nearly all the same rights and benefits as married people in California, the court found that domestic partnerships deny same-sex couples the dignity and respect that's afforded to married couples. The ruling has no effect on federal marriage benefits, like receiving a deceased spouse's Social Security. But legal experts predict California could still see a rush of gay couples coming from other states to get married. Unlike Massachusetts, which only allows same-sex residents to marry, California's doors are open to anyone. Santa Clara University law professor Margaret Russell says the patchwork of marriage laws across the nation could lead to difficulties for same-sex couples.
It may lead to litigation if there are couples from California who want to move to other states or be legally recognized as couples in other states, and those states refuse.
More than 24 states already have constitutional amendments that limit marriage to heterosexual unions. Legal scholars say those states will likely not recognize gay marriages performed elsewhere. In California, opponents of gay marriage said the Supreme Court ignored the will of the people by overturning an initiative approved by voters in 2000 that limited marriage to heterosexual couples. Glenn Levy, an attorney with the conservative Christian group Alliance Defense Fund, said when California granted gay couples various civil rights, it was the slippery slope that led to yesterday's court decision.
The argument of the opposition is always, this is just health insurance, this is just adoption. And then all of a sudden you have a court like California, like Vermont and Massachusetts, saying, you allowed these things, now you must give marriage.
The court's ruling may not be the last word. Religious conservatives have gathered signatures to put a constitutional amendment on the ballot in November that would ban gay marriage and undo the court's decision. For NPR News, I'm Sarah Varney in San Francisco.
It's 7 minutes till 3. Coming up at 3 o'clock this afternoon, following the afternoon magazine, it's The World. Survivors of China's powerful earthquake talk about their experiences and how they're coping. Zimbabwe's government sets a date, June 27th, for a runoff presidential election. And music from Argentina and Senor Flavio. That'll be coming up on The World at 3 o'clock this afternoon here on AM 580 and will.illinois.edu. Environmentally friendly architecture is becoming very common. Architects are designing innovative, cutting-edge, energy-efficient homes using renewable resources. Lester Graham reports on another approach that recycles an entire house.
You know, we're always hearing about new green building construction, new homes with all the latest. That's nice, but it's a little ironic to think about all those resources being used to build new to save resources. That's why I kind of got interested when I read about Matt and Kelly Grokoff. They bought a modest, century-old house and started making energy-efficient changes. A lot of them, as Matt showed me, in the bathroom.
We have the motion-sensored light. We have the compact fluorescent bulbs. We have a dual-flush toilet that will use only 0.8 gallons for a flush. This is actually a 1 gallon per minute shower head. It will save you at least $100 in electricity in your first year of having that because of the 11,000 gallons of hot water that you're going to be saving. This faucet aerator is also 0.5 gallons a minute. It's plenty of water to wash your hands. Most people will never notice that they're using 2 gallons per minute less in this faucet than in another faucet.
And that's just the bathroom. As the couple took me upstairs, they told me about the really, really efficient geothermal heat. They insulated everywhere. It's tight. But everything was off the shelf. None of that, oh, this is custom, you can't buy it anywhere type stuff. Kelly Grokoff says if your house is a statement about you, then having a low impact on the Earth's resources and reducing greenhouse gas emissions is part of the statement they want to make.
For us, we proclaim loud and clear, this is where our values are, and this is where we're going to spend our time, and it's incredibly important to us.
And with all the efficiencies and all the updates, the house looked normal, comfortable, and the Grokoffs say that's the way it should be.
One of the things with building green, everyone thinks that you're going to sacrifice something, you're going to spend more money, and it's not going to be as comfortable, and that is completely not true anymore.
We have made zero sacrifices. We have gained enormously, and we have no time to waste. Your house is the number one place where you can make a significant impact on a daily basis. For me, there's no other choice to be made.
Matt and Kelly Grokoff say doing something about reducing energy use, reducing the emissions that are causing global warming, and reusing old lumber and this old house is just a start for them. They want to help other people do it too. That's why they're launching an online site for do-it-yourselfers called greenovationtv.com.
Through Greenovation TV, we're going to take everything that we've learned from this house and teach others about it.
We need that kind of resource there as we're going through this process. And so there was hours upon hours spent researching things, and that's kind of the goal with this station.
Once you have the knowledge to do it, it's really, really easy.
The Grokoffs say the one thing that's holding people back from making their homes more environmentally friendly is they feel like they have to do it all or it won't be right. They say just take the first step. Even if it's just changing to a lower energy compact fluorescent bulb, it's a good start. For the Environment Report, I'm Lester Graham.
The Environment Report is a production of Michigan Radio. Support comes from the Joyce Foundation, the George Gund Foundation, and USDA's Cooperative Extension Service. Have something to say about the Environment Report? Send email to feedback@environmentreport.org.
Earth and sky.
These ideas, which we had long thought to be way beyond testability, we realize that there's at least a chance, a glimmer of a hope, that in the next few years, some of these ideas may be subject to testability.
That's Brian Green of Columbia University, physicist, string theorist, co-founder of the World Science Festival. Today, he's talking about the Large Hadron Collider, the world's biggest particle accelerator, scheduled for completion in summer 2008.
This machine will slam protons against protons at incredibly high speeds. And what we have learned in the last few years is that there's a chance that in the debris from those collisions, we may be able to see a hint that string theory is correct.
String theory suggests that there are tiny filaments, or strings, vibrating inside the tiniest particles of matter.
And there's a long-shot possibility that you might, in essence, hear the harmonics, hear the resonances of strings in these collisions. And that's what people will be looking for.
If string theory is right, there's a lot on the line for physics.
Certainly, if these ideas are right, this might well be the unified theory that Albert Einstein was looking for. This may well be the deepest laws governing the finest constituents making up everything in the universe.
I'm Lindsay Patterson for Earth and Sky, a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.
Support for programs comes from the Corkscrew Wine Emporium, 203 North Vine, Urbana, with wines, beers, and spirits for the serious collector to the first-time buyer. Wine tastings every Saturday from 2 to 6, and beer and spirit tastings on Sundays from 3 to 5. Information at thecorkscrew.com.
For the remainder of this afternoon, mostly sunny in and around Champaign-Urbana, Meteorologist Ed Kieser predicting a high of 68. It is 68 on Friends Plaza right now. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a slight chance of a passing shower. The overnight low around 50. And then tomorrow, we'll have intervals of clouds and sunshine with a chance of a few showers, a high of 69. On Sunday, partly sunny with a chance of a passing shower or two during the afternoon and a high near 66. Again, 68 degrees are predicted high on Friends Plaza here in Urbana. This is WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Media at Illinois. The world is next. It's 3 o'clock.